Good morning, LCA.
Good morning. Is Linda there?
No, she's not. May I take a message?
Yeah, unless maybe you can point me in the right direction.
Okay.
Does there happen to be a controller or office manager or anything like that around? My name is Hashim, and I was actually just calling from Cardiff regarding some financing that was done with LeaseCo. And I had Linda here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Is there anyone else that handles that aspect of the business?
Well, we don't have a controller, and I mean, we're very small here.
Yeah, that's
fine. I know we do have a lease with LeaseCo for our copier.
Correct.
But you're saying it's regarding financing?
That is the financing, just the what you had with LeaseCo.
Okay.
And I was just following up with the offer that we sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. And, and I had Linda as the point of contact. Is she the one that usually handles that?
She is. She's the one that does that. I know she has, like, 2 appointments this morning, so I'm not sure what time or if she will be coming in. But
yeah.
I can take, your name and number down.
Yeah, definitely. Does she happen to have a good email address as well? Maybe I can just shoot her a note?
Sure. Her email is Linda.
Linda.
At... LCADevelopment.net.
Development.net. Great. I'll go ahead and put together a little email and shoot it over towards her. But, if I can leave a message with you, that'd be great.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
So my name is Hashim. It's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Okay.
And I was calling from Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
And I was calling regarding, you know, some financing that was done with LeaseCo, and I was following up with her here on the offer that we sent to the business 2 weeks ago. And just to double check, you guys are still at 478 Hopkins, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, good. That's where we sent it out to. And we were in contact back in, let's see, just in March, and we were told to follow back up in September, just in case something had come up when she was looking to do maybe her Section 179 tax write-offs or anything like that. And so I was just basically calling to touch base with her and see if anything had come up.
Okay, I will give her the message.
Great, thank you. I really appreciate that. How's business been for you guys this year?
Crazy.
Really? Okay, good.
Yeah, it's
I hope
been very
crazy
busy,
means busy.
But, I mean... That doesn't mean the work's been that great, but it has been very busy.
But it has been busy. Okay, good. I was just wondering, because I've been working with trucking companies all summer, and then I'm either hearing it's really busy or I'm hearing it's really slow.
Well, we were more fortunate. We're not like a typical over-the-road company. We haul mostly construction material.
Oh, okay, good. So there's always some sort of work.
Yeah, we're kind of, you know, local and...
Yeah.
We don't do the typical trucking work that others do.
Yeah, from one side to the other, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Okay, I will definitely shoot that email over then. Is there a good time when Linda might be in where I can get a hold of her, you think? Or is email probably my best bet?
Probably your best bet right now. She has a lot of medical appointments right now.
Uh-huh.
So she's kind of in and out, and it changes. We don't always know when she'll be here.
Gotcha. So she's really busy right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I will shoot over that email then and hopefully get in contact with her that way. You wouldn't have any authority over the financials of the company at all?
I don't handle that at all.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Just double checking. You never know. But all right. I will shoot that email over and hopefully get in contact. I appreciate your help today.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.